Peculiar Experiences by George Graham. Now, I was strolling through a graveyard yesterday, and I noticed 6 tombstones all in a row. On one tombstone it said, Arabella Beloved, wife of John Brown. And the next tombstone it said, Estelia Beloved, wife of John Brown. And the next tombstone it said, Clementina Beloved, wife of John Brown. And the next tombstone it said, Desdemona Beloved, wife of John Brown. And the next tombstone it said, Luke Jr., beloved wife of John Brown. And there all by itself was one poor little obscure tombstone. And on that tombstone was a simple inscription, John Brown at rest. Now I was in the city of Washington last summer, the city of magnificent distances. And I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue under the surveillance of the police. I felt very tired that day, so I thought I'd find some quiet spot to go off to sit down to rest for a few moments. I was attracted by the beautiful Capitol grounds, and there is no fairer spot in America than the Capitol grounds in the summertime. So I went in there, found a beautiful shady nook, sit down to rest for a few moments. Finally, a spirit of drowsiness overcame me, and in a very short time, I was in the arms of Morpheus in the land of Nod. In other words, I was sleeping, and while sleeping, I had oh, such a lovely dream. I dreamt that a beautiful blue-eyed, golden-haired heiress had fell in love with me and was trying to steal me. And in trying to steal me, she was using a beautiful golden net which she had thrown over me. In my timidity, I struggled to extricate myself from the meshes of this net, and in struggling, I awoke. And lo and behold, the dog catchers had me.